We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's bring in our buddy Adam McCalvey.
Best Brewers coverage. Now, let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McCalvey. Brought to you by Concordia University Wisconsin Veterans Service Department. Dedicated to preparing veterans to make an impact within their next mission through education. Go to cuw.edu/veterans. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Bringing in Adam McCalvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com. And Adam, so I'll ask you the question that I was asking on the air a little while ago, and that is 48 hours ago, if I'd have said you're going to get three major league ready arms, you're going to get another prospect, you're going to give up basically a roster spot and a high-end prospect, and you're going to be a little more solidified, do you believe the Brewers are better today than they were 2 days ago?
I believe their depth situation is a lot better than it was 2 days ago. I understand people who are underwhelmed because they had visions of, you know, one of the big boys joining that starting rotation. And I think that the Brewers' need for pitching was so acute, with Brandon Woodruff especially going down, but also Justine not pitching well. But look, he's one of their guys. It was just such an acute need and such an obvious need that I think there was an expectation or a hope that David Stearns would land one of those names that you know. And while Drew Pomeranz is a name people know, you know, he's not coming in to start, and he's not Madison Bumgarner. And I think that's why the initial reaction was a little bit, I'm sure you're getting some calls today that are underwhelmed. But we've seen this front office do this many times. It's often about depth for them. They feel like they can cover innings with a kind of a creative combination of players. And the situation they were in with their farm system did not allow them to go get one of the big boys, so they went for depth. And you know, look, I'll just say one thing. And David Stearns doesn't come out and say a lot. He doesn't tell us a lot about what happened behind the scenes. But he did basically tell us yesterday that when they went into this thing, they went after those big boys. They went after those big names. And the way he said it was, if you saw a trade rumor about a pitcher, the Brewers called on them and not necessarily made an offer, but they were in on that market. And they had they wanted to know what it would take, and they considered acquiring those players. Then players just kept going down, and there became a situation where one guy wasn't going to do it. It was going to take multiple guys. And I think the realization hit between the prices, between the state of the Brewers farm system, and just their multiple needs. They kind of had to go this depth route because they just – it's kind of what they had to do to get through the next couple of months. So I think for all of those reasons, it shouldn't be surprising what they came away with. But again, I understand if some people are a little underwhelmed.
I don't know if I'm underwhelmed. I mean, I would have loved to have seen a name, don't get me wrong, but I think it reality kind of punched a lot of people in the face, because when you saw what Greinke went for, the Greinke deal wasn't going to be had. I think there are some people who are upset that we keep hearing the term, you know, small market being tossed around as if the Brewers are completely handcuffed and can't do anything. But I look, if I said last night, if you get 15, 10, 12, 15, 18 strong innings out of what you've just picked up throughout the course of the next 51, 52, 53 games, and that gives you, say, 3 to 5 more wins, you're competing for or winning the division. And isn't that what you're just ultimately trying to do? And then who knows about health when you begin to get some of these guys back, if they come back, and they can, because there's a lot of ifs and buts here, but maybe they can come back and give you something more than what they've given you to this point. You know what I mean?
Well, I think the problem is, and the criticism is, and it, look, it's a fair one, is isn't this team trying to win the World Series? Isn't the game trying to win the World Series after getting within a game of being there last year? And does getting Drew Pomeranz and Jake Faria and Ray Black does that advance your and Jordan Lyles? You know, does that make you a World Series? And look, I mean that's fair, but I also think it does take an understanding of kind of the reality that when you're sitting back and you say, why didn't the Brewers get Marcus Stroman? Because the Blue Jays didn't pay a very high price, you know, according to what everybody, what all of us armchair prospect rankers think. You know, look, I think that is certainly a fair question. When you look at this roster now, because there's no more outside ads, so when you look at this 40-man roster in this organization now, are there the pieces to win a World Series? I don't know. I mean, the Dodgers are really good. The Cubs are really good. So I guess I hate saying we'll see, but we'll see. And the other part of it is you have to be realistic, I think, of what they've already done in the last couple of years. David Stearns, for now this is the third year of kind of being in a competitive mode. Think of the prospects they dealt last year. Think of the four guys they gave up for Yelich. I mean, that's a Grinke package right there. And look, that's a great trade. Nobody would take back the Christian Yelich trade. Moustakas, Brett Phillips hasn't performed, but I mean, that's a big time prospect to get Mike Moustakas. They gave up legit prospects to get Jonathan Scope, and that one turned out badly. So they've made deals in the last, even the last just calendar year, the last two deadlines that cost them significant prospects, and you pay a price for that at some point. And maybe David Stearns wanted to go and get Marcus Stroman or one of the other, you know, Trevor Bauer, Madison Bumgarner didn't end up getting moved. But the reality is that he just didn't have the pieces to do it unless you trade Castanheira. And we asked him about that yesterday, and he just basically, you know, he wouldn't say no. He wouldn't say basically, he said, you can't be in a position where you declare anyone else limits. But he said it'd be very, very difficult to trade Castanheira. I don't think that should surprise anybody. And the fact that they weren't able to trade here, that as much as anything impacted what they ended up getting yesterday.
Talking with Adam McCalvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com, and I think that's where the reality comes in real quick for fans when you look at, you don't want to give up Castanheira. You want to give up Jesus Aguilar and still get Zach Greinke. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fans want everything for nothing, and I have always said you have to ask yourself, are you getting rid of a guy? And if you're a general manager that's out there, would you take this guy? And if you wouldn't take this guy, then why would you do the deal to begin with? You know what I mean?
I think the other part of it is you overvalue your own players.
Right.
Mauricio Dubon is a guy that we've written a lot about. Fans have seen a little bit of him. They see what he's done at AAA this year. The numbers look really good. There's power, great kid, good defensive player, plays all over. You see the very, very best, and he's leaned so big on Mauricio Dubon because you've heard about him the last couple of years. Another team doesn't have the same emotional attachment to that player, and they're kind of looking at it from their scouts and sort of a more of a stone-cold look at what this player could be. And, you know, look, I hope Mauricio Dubon's a really good player. And I'll say I was very surprised when the news came out yesterday there's a deal with the Giants involving Mauricio Dubon. I thought at least we're talking Sam Dyson, who's a reliever who's not Mariano Rivera, but is a really good reliever, and he did end up getting moved yesterday. I thought maybe Will Smith. I thought there was somebody really notable coming back, ends up being Drew Pomeranz, and yeah, that did surprise me. But you know, there's also I heard from scouts who say Mauricio Dubon's a good player. I don't think he's going to be Cal Ripken. I think he's going to be a nice backup infielder. I think maybe he's a Tyler Saladino. And we'll see what he actually – we'll see what he becomes. But, look, again, the Brewers have a need for multiple pitchers right now. I think two-day option of the minors, we're going to see him rather shortly. This is the price it took. It took parting with a guy like Dubon, a great story, a great kid, a good prospect. Now, again, hard deadline this year. They can't do any more adding from outside.
Now we wait and see if it all comes out positive for the Milwaukee Brewers. Great stuff, Adam. We appreciate it. Rest, relax a little bit, and then we'll see you soon.
Well, I think instead I'm going to go to the ballpark for a 12:30 game. let's watch. I'm going to enjoy watching Lorenzo Cain in the next couple of days. He definitely has seen the schedule and seen four straight day games, and I don't think he's very excited about it. So
right.
Let's watch how he moves around the next couple of days.
Yep, no doubt. Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. There you go. Adam McCalvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Hiring them right now if you're looking for a great company to work for. That is our friends over at Schneider. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.